The prophet Jeremiah in today's first reading utters words that will be perfectly applied to Jesus. For example, he states, "Like a trusting lamb led to a slaughter," accurately depicts the plight of Jesus, the innocent Lamb of God who becomes a holocaust on our behalf at Calvary. But some of the other words of the prophet were fulfilled in what must have been very surprising ways to the people of Jesus' time, and even for us today. Here I am thinking in particular of the last line we heard today from Jeremiah. "But you, O Lord of hosts, O just judge, searcher of mind and heart, let me witness the vengeance you take on them, for to you I have entrusted my cause." Typically, when we hear the words vengeance or revenge, we think of an eye for an eye retribution, whereby the perpetrators receive back, one by one, the exact measure of vile and hate which they doled out themselves. Indeed, this is a very familiar movie script. The hero suffers through a violent act upon himself or someone he or she loves, and then sets out to inflict that same pain upon all those associated with the violent act, as the audience watches in hopeful anticipation of the fulfillment of vengeance. But remarkably, and what must have been unexpected for people, the vengeance of God Jeremiah talks about to the mocking, reviling, scourging, and crucifixion of Jesus isn't a blaze of wrath and fury, but rather the continuous expression of God's love, who in Jesus willingly dies even for those who perpetrate violence against him. Jesus never for a minute stops loving and inviting others, even his executioners, to share in his victory over sin and death. God truly wills the salvation of all people, even those who despise him. The vengeance of God is precisely to continue loving even in the face of hate. God, who is love, cannot be untrue to himself. When we recognize the steadfastness of God's love and this consistent response of his love to all situations, it also places context on the words of today's responsorial psalm. O Lord my God, in you I take refuge. Running to God, who is our fortress and defender against all ills, does not necessarily guarantee a temporal victory over one's earthly foes, whatever or whoever that may be. It does, however, guarantee the consolation of being sheltered in the love of God, of sharing in Jesus' victory over sin, and ultimately of receiving the gift of his resurrection from the dead. My brothers and sisters, the gospel constantly invites us to reorient our way of thinking to the following. The greatest battle we face in life is our wrestle with temptation, selfishness, and sin. The greatest victory we can win is eternal life, and the means to accomplish both is only found in Jesus Christ, the innocent Lamb who loves in the face of hate. As we go forward from this Mass, let us ask God for the grace that we would always seek refuge in his love, and that we would always strive to share that same love with others, even in the midst of the most challenging situations. Amen.